This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This isn't some random mob. This isn't some people on the streets doing something. No, this is the government making a message, sending a message to all the Muslim community. You dare speak out against us. You dare defend the honor of your prophet. You dare speak out against the BJP. We will destroy your house and we'll do it officially right in front of your eyes. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, this young sister, 22-year-old young lady, she has more guts and courage than so many other men, including ourselves. We ask Allah's forgiveness. The courage that she had to take on this vicious and vile government and to continue doing what she is doing in the space of all of this persecution. Honestly, it puts me and it should put many of us to shame. We seek Allah's refuge. The point though, brothers and sisters, is that this type of tactic is literally straight out of genocide textbook. I keep on saying this over and over again. Study history, learn from history. How did the Nazis do what they did? They didn't just start killing 6 million people or 10 million people overnight. It didn't happen overnight. No, it was a program that took them 15 years. It took them more than a decade. Systematic demonization, constantly harassing a minority. In the Nazi Germany case, it was the Jewish people of Germany. The first thing they did is they made a barrier between the Jewish people and the broader society. They said, you people are foreign. You people are occupiers. You people are destroying our country. And that rhetoric continued for more than a decade. BJP has done this for much more than a decade. They have demonized us as Muslims. They've demonized our religion. And now they are demonizing our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For how long are we going to remain silent? Even the honor of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being literally made fun of in public on air. How long can we remain silent at this? And so now they are doing this. And then if there is any response, the next tactic of the Nazis was what? After the rhetoric, now you pass legislation. Jewish shops have a special mark on them. Jewish houses have a special mark. Some of them were demolished. Jewish people were socially boycotted, ostracized, don't buy and sell from them. This is already happening in the BJP India. And literally, just like Nazi Germany, where the courts are gonna back it up, the courts are gonna support this. Yes, it is legal for us to discriminate against Jewish people. Now we are seeing the BJP come under this road as well. If we do not stop the BJP, if we do not get involved now, the next step after this is nothing but genocide. They have already brought the courts in. They already have the BJP's official backing. The High Court, the Supreme Courts of the province are now getting involved. How long are we going to wait? Now you will say, what can I do? And I respond, that's a very good question. I am not a political analyst. I don't know the best tactics. I've said this all the time. But one thing I can do, public awareness.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلي